After years of drought, the country in western Queensland is desperate for rain. Here at Cliffdale Station, farming's pretty tough in the best of times, but now this 32,000 hectare property is really struggling. And if it weren't for this life-giving bore, there'd be no water here at all. Like most landowners affected by drought, Peter and Jan Lucas have almost totally destocked their property. When times are good, you'd find 8,000 sheep and a couple of hundred head of cattle here. But at the moment, there are just three lonely calves being weaned and fed by hand.
Come on, what are you doing?
We'll be talking to the owner of Cliffdale Station, Peter Lucas, here on the property shortly. Peter and other graziers here in western Queensland have not only been struggling with drought, wild dogs have also been wreaking havoc on properties across the region. The dogs can maim or kill up to 40 sheep a night at a massive cost to graziers. The Queensland and federal governments have committed funding, but some graziers say it's not enough. Lindy Kerrin has this report.
Willie Chandler is checking his fences on his property 60 kilometres north of Blackall. He knows all too well the damage wild dogs can cause.
It's just devastating. They basically maimed them. The destruction they did was pretty, you know, devastating when you had to see it every day.
To protect his sheep, Willie Chandler has fenced every paddock on his property at a cost of $1.2 million.
In the last 3 months, since we've completely finished everything, we've only had one dog. We haven't quite worked out how it got in, but anyway, we went and ran the dog down.
Willie Chandler says it's good there's government funding available, but he says it's just not enough.
For the drought that's on now, the people don't have the money. You know, you can't expect the people to be able to fund that type of thing.
Louise Martin runs a sheep and cattle property 30 kilometres west of Tambo.
I know, we're just doing these five little lambs here.
She says over a two-year period, they trapped more than 200 wild dogs.
Oh, it's completely sickening. You could never drive out with a free mind or a free spirit thinking everything would be well. You could come across any amount of carnage, you know, sheep down with their guts pulled out, dead. Oh, it's just hideous.
Louise Martin put up a fence in December last year.
We've only seen two wild dogs and we've produced and grown up 1,500 lambs.
The property is part of a new cluster fencing program set up by the Queensland Government and the South West Natural Resource Management.
And I think it happened really quickly because we're a very motivated group. There's a lot of sheep around here and the sheep were... but vanishing before our eyes, so we're really motivated to make it happen quickly.
The other cluster fence is in Morven, about 90 kilometres east of Charleville, and includes Victoria Downs, owned by grazier Will Roberts.
Well, at the moment, we've been dog-free now probably for a few months, and we're very fortunate because we're lambing at the moment, and so there's a terrific lot of lambs about.
Is fencing and this cluster fencing the only thing that you think will work?
Absolutely, yeah. It's the logical way forward for us.
Mark O'Brien is the chair of South West Natural Resource Management and is based in Charleville. He says the fencing program is showing positive results and will go a long way to help graziers get back on their feet.
Look, if we could get the sheep and wool industry back to some semblance of its past, you wouldn't recognise Charleville, but even better, you wouldn't recognise Augathella or Morven or those fantastic little communities in southwest Queensland, because you'd have shearing teams, you know, which shearing teams means you've got to have a cook and a rousey and, you know, all the things, people that go with it. So, you know, you put another, say, 10 or 15 families into a town like Morven, it's Christmas again, you know, it's fantastic. The pub would be rocking, the store would be roaring, you know, it'd be fantastic. And southwest Queensland is scattered with those little, beautiful little communities that have been struggling for such a long time. So if we can get this cluster thing happening, and it's as good as we think it is, it's going to change southwest Queensland all for the better.
That's grazier Louise Martin speaking to Lindy Kerrin.